I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, former MLB commissioner Bud Selig describes how he told off a U.S. vice president. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
According to reports, Tom Brady's new contract bumps up his 2019 pay to $23 million. But the big news is that the remaining 2 years are voidable, and the contract will keep the Patriots from using the franchise tag, which means Brady could become a free agent after this season, and he's put his house on the market. Help me, Charlie. I think I'm having heart palpitations.
Calm down now, Karen. He's around for at least one more season. It's interesting. You know, I don't know what the house being on the market means. I mean, this is the world's wealthiest, you know, showbiz family. But I don't understand where they think he would go. He certainly doesn't want to go to San Francisco, you know, the team he followed when he was a kid, because Jimmy Garoppolo is already there. I cannot see him going to a bad team.
Right.
And there are more bad teams in the NFL than there are good teams.
Colin Kaepernick sent out a video this week of his gym routine. He says he's still ready to play in the NFL. He looks pretty fit. Do you think he'll get any offers?
No, I don't, because I think the black ball will continue. I'll be pleasantly surprised if he does. But it's starting to get to the point now where people are going to start arguing he's too old, which, you know, Tom Brady's, you know, makes that ludicrous, as does this video. But, you know, that's what's going to be said now.
Is sending out this video really about finding a job, or is this about reminding us of why he's not in training camp this week?
I think it's a little bit of both. The more we see the dearth of quarterbacks out there, the more embarrassing this is going to be for the league.
The biggest news in baseball right now is a game that will not happen until August 13th, 2020. That's the day the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox will play a game in Dyersville, Iowa. Do you think Shoeless Joe will show up?
Not far from where I am right now, in fact.
Really?
I am in Des Moines, Iowa, getting ready to go to the Iowa State Fair for a few days. And I am absolutely the wrong person to ask about this because I loathe that movie. I loathe that movie with the heat of a thousand suns.
Wow. I have never felt you were more wrong in my life.
Oh, God, what a mess that movie is. You've got a radical African-American author giving a speech promoting the days of segregated baseball. I would note that there was no room for Satchel Paige in the cornfield. You've got Shoeless Joe Jackson batting from the wrong side of the plate in a movie that's only supposed to be about the memories we have of baseball. That movie needs to die in a fire in a big way.
Well, the opposite is happening. They're building a ballpark.
Yes.
At the site where Field of Dreams was filmed. They're starting work on the temporary 8,000-seat ballpark on Tuesday. 8,000 seats. I think they're going to sell that out pretty quick, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think somebody's going to make a lot of money on this because the demand is going to be way ahead of the supply.
Eason Diaz made his major league debut with the Miami Marlins on Monday. And as often happens in this situation, a reporter was interviewing Eason's parents in the stands when Eason came up to the plate. And then this happened.
Is this an emotional day for you?
Very, very emotional.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I'm going to go with emotional. How about you?
See, now that, as opposed to the phoniness of Field of Dreams, that's a genuine baseball moment right there. I thought that was the best sports video I'd seen in months. And, of course, it's complete serendipity.
Of course, of course. For the record, it was a 422-foot home run off Cy Young winner Jacob deGrom. Not bad for your first day on the job.
No, I mean, it was a rocket. I mean, and this kid is thought of as quite the prospect, but just having the guy on TV there talking to his dad was just great.
And finally, Charlie, Pirates pitcher Joe Musgrove has a new glove for Players Weekend, and it makes me wish that every weekend was Players Weekend. Would you like to describe the glove for me?
Yes, he's going to be pitching with the Infinity Gauntlet on. He has a replica made of the central device in the Avengers trilogy, and who knows, maybe he can snap his finger and make the umpire disappear.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.